Welcome to As You Wish Talk Radio. I'm your host, James Gilliland, and we've got quite an exciting night. We're broadcasting again live from beautiful Trout Lake, Washington, and there are so many things to cover. We have quite a group out here right now that are out sky watching, and we're going to get to them later, later on in the evening. I wanted to give the call-in numbers, too. If you want to call in, the number is 877-876-5227. And if you're in Canada, it's 888-810-8322. Again, the U.S. number is 877-876-5227. So feel free to call in. There are so many things going on. I don't even know where to start right now, but we just finished the Bay Area Expo, and it was quite an experience there at the UFO Expo. A lot of really good speakers were there. We made some incredible connections. There's a wonderful Mexican group there that has a couple things that they're doing. I guess they have a website, but they also do a lot of broadcasting and cover a lot of the UFO activity in Mexico, and so we're connecting with them and going to be doing some work with them. And also some wonderful Japanese people were there as well, and they're some of the same people that worked on the Meyer case are going to be involved in ESETI here pretty soon, looks like. So anyway, we traded a lot of incredible footage, and hopefully this footage is going to be start being aired in Mexico and Japan. So that's quite a bonus there. Huge flotillas of ships have been seen over Madrid, you know, in Spain and Mexico again. We're getting China, some footage in China. Hopefully we'll get that up on our website, which is www.esteti.org. It might be up already. Some phenomenal footage in China of this very large disc-shaped object hovering. And while it's on film, it just powers up and vanishes with, you know, a huge flash, and it's gone. So it seems these ships are showing up all over the world, and it's happening on a regular basis now. And it's going to keep happening until, you know, everybody is acclimated, you might say. It's the ET Public Acclimation Program, and it's well underway. So just trying to think of what else we've got going on there. Funny thing happened to me going to the UFO Bay Area Expo. I had a dream right before the expo, not too far ahead of the expo, and I saw a wooden railing in this bar, and I looked up at the wall, and the wall was painted gold, and it had some indirect lighting on it, two dish-shaped lights that kind of backlighted against the wall. And in this dream, I saw a major earthquake hit in this dream. And so I was telling everybody here, I said, boy, I hope there isn't a bar there with a face in a gold wall with these two lights on it. And sure enough, when I walked in the door, here's the bar and the wood railing there. And right across was the gold wall with the two lights on it, the indirect lights. So I thought that was pretty amazing, and we did start to feel a quake, and the ground is moving there. And, you know, sometimes I wonder if just going to these events and anchoring in the light and doing a lot of this work avoided this event from happening. You know, somebody looking out after us, who knows. But we did experience the whole week there. There was quite a lot of quake activity. We took a little side trip up to Harbin Hot Springs to check out how they run their retreat center, and had a great time there. Just took a couple days off there, and hopefully one day we'll be able to retreat there and maybe do a sky watch or something of that nature. While we were there, we walked out for just a half an hour up on the sleeping deck, and we saw at least three ships just in a half an hour. So, you know, there's definitely activity there as well. They seem to hang around any kind of a healing retreat or spiritual hot spot or something of that nature. But they're, you know, if you're there and if you're clear and you're relaxed and you have pure intent and open mind, loving heart, and put it out there, they're most likely, if they're in the area, they'll come pop in and say hi. We've been feeling intense energies coming in lately. I know a lot of people surrounding me that I know of are going through process with these new energy influxes coming in, and it's just bringing everything up. And you know, the sun, according to some folks at NASA, I haven't been able to totally verify this, but the sun is supposed to change polarities, and sunspots are coming off in a different direction. So who knows what that's going to be doing to our bioelectric fields around our bodies, around the Earth's body. I'm sure it's going to create some pretty incredible changes. I've been feeling changes for the better, just an intense move forward, pushing forward with this shift, with these new energies. But I'm also watching a lot of people around me, you know, going into process, and we have to develop that observer and really go within and watch ourselves, you know, through these shifts, because, you know, they do create emotional outbursts, ecstatic bliss, followed by deep sadness sometimes, you know, all kinds of things. The whole gamut of emotional energies are going off. It's happening exponentially right now, it seems. It's going on and on and on. But anyway, the expo was great. Hung out a lot with Nick Bajic. He's been a guest on the show, and he's always got some incredible information there. Unfortunately, I couldn't get to see a lot of the other speakers there, just mainly because I was buried with the other interviews and the other, the booth and the business of running the booth and doing quite a few interviews there, both radio and looks like TV coming up shortly. But, I did get to connect with a lot of the other speakers and they have the usual dinner and cocktail party and things of that nature. So everybody did get together and share a little bit. Overall, it was a good getaway here, but there's nothing like the mountain. You know, it's so clean and peaceful and clear up here at the mountain, and the energies are so high. It's pretty tough sometimes when you go back down in the city. You know, it's pretty interesting. One of the things information I've been getting a lot lately is between now and December of this month, there's going to be incredible changes. So, you know, hang on to your seats, because we're going to have some pretty phenomenal things unfolding. It's going to be social, economic, and physical earth changes as well. So we bought this e-ticket, you know, the earth ticket. We're all here, and it's time to acknowledge that and enjoy the ride. And you chose to be here for these times and get in touch with your own unique purpose and find out why you're here. I found it interesting. There's, you know, as in all communities, you know, in some of the spiritual communities and things of that nature, one of the things I keep running into, I'd love to talk about it, is this sense of separation or elitism. And it's kind of sad, because a lot of these places are beautiful places. They're very high energy places. But, you know, in hanging out in these energies, sometimes we forget that there is no separation, and that we're all, you know, coming from the same source. We originated in the same source, and we're all going back to the same source, and we're diverse. But, basically, we're all gods and goddesses. I mean, we were born from the original light, and we'll return to the original light. So it's good to remember that and never forget that, nothing's higher or lower. Everything's just different. You know, it's all frequency, but it's all God. So we seem to forget that quite a bit in these days. And I've seen here we're having such incredible activity here, you know, with the ultra-dimensionals and with, you know, the other UFOs, and mainly because we're very eclectic, and we don't follow any one path, and we don't separate ourselves from anyone, and we allow all the different faiths to do their thing and focus on, you know, the basic universal principles that are necessary for a healthy society and environment. And we all know what those are. They're written in the heart of everybody. We don't need a sacred book or a Bible or anything to remind us, you know, about brother-sister love and, you know, honoring the sacred circle of life and just basically being kind to each other and living in harmony with each other and the environment. It's very simple. But it's getting back to that simplicity and slowing down and taking the time and really getting in touch, you know, with your spirit, your soul, your own unique purpose for being here. It's so important right now if you're going to make it through these shifts. A lot of people are going to get a message that maybe it's time to move. You know, I may not be in a really good location here. I might be sitting right on top of a major fault line, or, you know, I might be sitting on the coast, and I think, you know, you might get a feeling that, or start having dreams or visions of, you know, the ocean moving around quite a bit, or tsunamis, or no matter where you are, these events can unfold just about anywhere. And what it is, again, it's important not to go into fear and not to go in denial, and to get your own inner guidance and find out what's right for each and every one of you. So you're going to hear a lot of prophecies of doom and gloom, and you're going to hear a lot of prophecies of nothing's going to happen, and I'm sure it's going to be somewhere in between. But anyway, my experience there in San Francisco and in Hawaii as well, when we spoke at the Exopolitics conference there, it was pretty amazing what happened there, because we had a quake right underneath us, and I had 10 people there, and we were doing some very intense energy work at the time, and we didn't feel the quake, nothing. We didn't feel one shake or jar or anything, and all around us the buildings were shaking, and other people were having workshops and classes in the same building, and they were shaking pretty intensely. But for some reason, we were inside some kind of a bubble or something, and nobody in our group felt a thing. We didn't feel anything. So you can alter these events by, creating a group focus. You might be able to step just out of frequency, create a new timeline. There's so many different ways that we can alter these events, and almost all the prophets have said that. You know, they've told us the greatest prophets are the ones whose prophecies don't come true, because they reached enough people to create a change. So, again, you know, there's a lot of help out there right now. If we go within and ask for that help and tap in and do our meditation and prayer work, this help is going to come. And I think it's so important right now to ask for this help. And there's a lot of projects out there, for contact. You know, even the United Nations has a decade of contact there that they're opening up and getting ready to open the door for contact. It's happening everywhere. There's all kinds of things being circulated around that said, are you ready for contact? Do you want contact? There's quite a few circulations going around there that where they want people to put it out there and say, we want help. You know, we want to turn this planet around. We want to raise the consciousness and clean up the environment here. And can you help us? And the more people that do that and put it out there, the more help we're going to get. It's that simple. You know, a lot of them are just waiting for us to ask. And wondering why we're just hitting our heads against these walls out here and going nowhere. And maybe it's time to do our part, you know, act on what we know is right and true, and do the prayer and meditation work and start focusing on the world the way we want to see it. You know, focus on heaven on earth and start living it right now as if it's already here. It's time. You know, it's coming. It's time. It's not going to happen how a lot of people think it's going to happen, you know, but we are very close to joining the rest of the universe, and there's going to be a lot of changes in between now and then. So, get ready for a wild ride. It's not going to be a boring one. It's going to be a great, great ride as long as we stay tuned in, and these are exciting times. And it's worth sticking around and watching these things unfold. One of the things I've been involved with quite a bit in the past is alternative energy. And I've seen new projects that are coming forward, home units, fuelless home units, cars, you know, units that are going on cars, every kind of unit you can think of. Everything from injecting water into the gas and getting incredible fuel mileage, gas mileage, to cars that run on just water itself. And there are also engines out there right now that are fuelless, that don't take any fuel at all. They tap into the zero point, that unlimited source of energy that creation taps into, that sets this big bang into motion. You know, really there's multi-bangs. It's not just one big bang. The big bang is going off over and over and over and over again. And the galaxies being created are infinite. So, you know, there's no shortage of space out there if we want to get out and explore the rest of the universe. It's not just this dimension. It's multidimensional. So we can get out there and have a lot of fun if we want, or we can just, you know, hang out here and be a couch potato and drink beer and watch TV and go to our cubicle every day, you know, which is boring. But anyway, let me give the call numbers too. If anybody wants to call in, the call numbers are 877-876-5227. And pretty soon here we're going to get into the Skywatch. We have quite a group out there. I think it's probably time to give them a ring if we can, and see if somebody answers out in the in our Skywatch area. We have a beautiful field out here, and it's called the Field of Dreams, and pretty amazing things happen in this field. Everything from massive light spheres to, you know, we see ships on a regular basis flying over, and huge power-ups where they power up and fly over and make nice turns, and sometimes they come in two at a time, and we've seen five at a time, and giant triangles, you name it. They seem to come in on a regular basis. But hopefully our wonderful host here, Doug, that's running the equipment out there, maybe he can give that Skywatch platform a call and see if somebody's out there. Okay, we're back on the air now. We've got the Skywatch field, I believe. Are you there, Juliet?
Yes, we're here.
Oh, great. Has there been a lot of activity out there in the past two or three days? I don't know if there's anybody out there that would like to go on the air, hopefully.
Actually, sitting right next to me is Sue, and she would love to share what she's seen here.
Great.
Okay,
great.
Just
awesome.
A moment. Hi, James.
Hi, how are you doing?
We're doing great.
Welcome to the show.
Well, it's so far so good. It looks like it's going to be a very promising night. We saw a very, very large white, blue flashing light on the mountain. It flashed two times. It hasn't yet reappeared, but it was really incredible.
Oh, awesome. Sounds like something's either coming in or going out of the mountain.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, a lot of times there'll be a big flash on the mountain, and then you'll see a ship, you know, right after that.
Here, just one second. You guys, I can't hear James. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, great. Yeah, we've had a lot of activity there. How many nights have you been here now?
This is my second night.
The second night. So last night, did you see much out there?
Yeah, we actually did. We saw, you know, the ships that are, you know, that move quickly, and then when they accelerate, they get brighter, and we did see some of those last night.
Mm-hmm. Did you see some of the big power-ups? And
yes, we did see the big power-ups. It was interesting because it seemed to calm down around 10 or 10:30, and they said that was the same kind of the night before, so that was interesting. But we did see those, yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah, so, yeah. It's been quite a night. It's just we had some slow period there for a little while and just nothing happening. They seemed to be real busy doing something else on the planet, but... And then I've been gone as well at the Bay Area Expo, and as soon as I got back, it really picked up again.
Yeah, that's great. It just looks like a really promising night already.
Yeah. Well, if you see anything really big coming in, be sure and let us all know about it.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Do you want to pass the phone to see who else is there?
Yes. Just one sec. Here's Robert.
Great. Hey, James.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Yeah, we saw some the night before last. It would have been Thursday night.
We saw probably, at least 10 ships, some really good power-ups. And then, of course, when you came out later, we saw that one that went right overhead there and powered up twice for us. That was pretty awesome.
And it's kind of uncommon for them to do that. They don't do that very often. A lot of times they power up one big one and then make a nice turn and then move off. But this one, you know, did it twice for us to make sure we saw it.
Yeah, it was. I thought that was pretty cool too. And then, you know, we thought about that first night that we got here was what was. We felt a real good connection with that because we had just got here and we came a long way from California. And then we had the ship come right overhead and just power up really bright for us and then just keep on going. And it was kind of a signal just letting us know that it knew we were down here. And we thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's pretty obvious that they know you're down here, you know.
Oh, yeah. We call it Dazzle Dude. They come down and do a little show for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, when you came here, we knew... As soon as we met you, we knew you'd have some wonderful sightings because, you know, we sense people's energy and there's people like you that are very, you know, humble and giving and simple and people don't realize that's what it takes to create these sightings. And when you get some of these people that come here that are very, you know, they may be very well educated and have PhDs and all these other things, but their emotional education is, you know, like third grade or something
exactly,
of that nature.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they haven't developed themselves and just learned to be humble and more spiritual and things of that nature. And a lot of times they don't see anything.
And we're, you know, my wife and I are both here, and we're pretty new to all of this experience. But all I can suggest to people is that they just try to let go of the past and just kind of keep their minds open. And I think that, you know, it really helps. We've had that situation happen in an area in California near Sonora. And I think that it really helps to just, like you said, keep simple intentions and just try to keep really positive emotions going out there. And I think that really helps to initiate the at least the beginnings of contact.
It definitely does. I tell everybody all the time it takes a pure intent, open mind, a loving heart, and you're going to have some experiences if you come here. Just the energy is so conducive to that. And I notice if you can, like you were saying earlier, if you just relax out there and just put it out there that, you know, I really want to see something and do it sincerely, things happen.
Exactly. I think that has a lot to do with it. Just relaxing
James?
Your body and just putting...
James?
Anybody else want to talk to James?
James?
Yes.
Okay, we got some guys here that'd like to talk to you, James.
Okay, great.
Okay, hang on a second. How you doing, James?
Good, how you guys doing?
I'm doing all right, doing all right.
All right.
We're from Puyallup, Washington. We were out here... on Labor Day weekend, and we took some pictures during the day, and what was really weird was we reviewed the pictures again, and we saw some really unusual things in this one picture. Well, there's that light came back on the mountain just now.
Oh, great.
It was during the day. It was a disc,
uh-huh.
And it had like when you throw a rock into a pond and then it has those rings that come around it.
Oh, yeah.
It had those rings just emanating from it. It had two or three rings that emanated from it.
Yeah, can't wait to see that one.
Yes, and that light coming back on the mountain, lighting up that mountain now.
Oh, good. Light's back on, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is really, really neat.
Yeah, keep an eye on it. There's something either going in or coming out. That's like when those big blue lights start going off, it's usually the gates opening, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is very exciting out here.
Yeah. You know, it's that sense of excitement and that it's amazing. It just opens the door for all kinds of things to happen.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. And you know, you got to keep a positive attitude and I'm sure that they know that.
Yeah, yeah. So you guys have a band, right?
Yes, yes. We have
what's,
a band.
What's the name of your band?
The name of the band is called Xanadu, the Llanos Brothers.
Okay.
And basically, we're just musicians, and we come to places like this, which inspire us to write our music.
Did you bring your instruments?
Not this time, but we will do it in the future. We will.
Yeah, we're set up out there. We got four big speakers, and we got the sound system in, and everything else. So we're set up. We want to start incorporating some music and just really having some fun up here.
Yeah, I think music has something to do with it too. You know.
Oh, it does.
It's vibration or something. It's just awesome.
Yeah, we used to have a campfire, and we'd bring out the drums and the flutes and the bongos and you name it, guitars, and
right.
And just do jams out there, just having fun.
That's good. That's great. That's
people
great.
Don't even know how to play, you know, we're playing. And, you know, one time we had this whole group out there, and people were just hanging on sticks and never played a flute before or anything, and everybody was just doing their thing.
Right.
And it came together so synchronistically, it sounded like you're listening to a CD of professionals. It was amazing.
Right.
And it's amazing how people just would relax and kind of just stare in the fire and just do what comes naturally to them.
Right.
You know, they come together as one harmonic chord and, you know, some beautiful music.
That's great. All right.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing your group, you know, hearing your music. And do you have a website or any way people can get a hold of you?
Yes, we do have a website. The website is llanosmedia.com. That's LLANOSMEDIA.com. And go to the expedition page, and it shows all these expeditions we've been on and places like this, and we'll put you on there, definitely put you on there.
Oh, great.
This is very exciting.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that picture. We at the conference we had quite a few metallic discs, pictures taken of metallic discs right in that very same field during the conference.
Right. This was a little bit above the tree line, off to the right of the mountain.
Uh-huh.
You really couldn't see it by looking at the picture because the picture of the mountain was, you know, the number one focus of the picture. But you look off to the right and you see right between the trees and the hillside there's something there. There's a disc there. We zoomed in on it, and the disc has these rings that emanate from it. It's just awesome.
Oh, that's great. You know, that's the propulsion system of the ships. A lot of them have, looks like a wave of energy around them, a ring.
That's what it is. It had two or three rings on it. I'd like to show it to you later tonight.
Oh, definitely. I definitely want to see that.
Yeah.
Send us a copy, and we'll put it up on our website.
Most definitely.
Name on it.
Great. All right. Okay, James, hold on, all right?
Okay.
Sure. We got Pat here, my brother.
Okay, great.
Hi, James. This is Pat.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm not doing too bad.
Good.
This is an exciting time. Our second time out. For some reason, I've always had pictures that had orbs around me. And when you had mentioned that night that there were several in the field, I took some night pictures and actually didn't see any. There was one that was red. I took about six shots, but when I reviewed them, I noticed on one there was a haze, so I kind of worked my alpha channel a little bit, and it indeed was layers and layers and layers of orbs throughout the entire field.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people see when you put the, you know, you don't see them with your eyes, and then you take a photograph, and then you blow it up, and you go, oh my God, we're surrounded, you know. They're like everywhere.
There are other photographs of me with these great things around me, but I never understood what they actually were. But they're there.
Yeah, there's different types of orbs. Some are just nature spirits. Some of the orbs we see bearded masters in them, like Merlin, or, you know, they look like some kind of a bearded master, whatever. We've seen animals' faces in the orbs, and ETs as well. So the ETs can also extend their consciousness down in the form of an orb, and it would be like an intelligence gathering, like a probe, but it's more of a spiritual energy that comes down and checks everything out.
Yeah, I'm starting to understand that they are balls of energy, and I can sometimes I feel as though that they're present, but you know I can't really say for sure. But the photograph that Ronnie was talking about is on our website.
Oh, I'll definitely have to check that out.
I can give you the address. I designed the website, so I know exactly where it's at. It's lanosmedia.com. That's lanosmedia.com/posters.htm. posters.htm. And you will see that one photo along with what we do is we put our posters on there so we can blow them up and put them up for our show. But we happen to place that on there, and it happens to be at that page right now. And in time, I can also place some orb shots that I have of myself on that particular page so you can, you know, log on. This is a great thing out here. Not only are the stars beautiful, but just the idea that there are things that I'm just looking forward to see, just, you know, ready to appear.
Yeah.
I can feel it. It just, you know, the group that's out here tonight, we're all just happy about this and sharing our other experiences. This is a great thing.
Is that LlamasBrothers.com or Llama?
LlanosMedia.com. LlanosMedia.com. I'm Pat Llanos. You spoke with Ronnie Llanos earlier, and we have another brother, Mark. And the group plays rock music. However, Ronnie and I play classical on the side, classical guitar, and Ronnie plays the cello. And that seems to be the direction we're going with our music. We're some things are starting to appear in the sky, and I don't want to miss any of this, so maybe you can, I can give you another testimony, okay?
Okay.
Hey, thanks a lot, James.
Yeah, is there anybody else there?
Anybody else
want
to speak to James?
Somebody? Give it to
Robert. Yeah. Hey, James. It's Robert again.
Hey, how you doing?
We did get to see a ship. We just now saw a ship come in, going north or going south, southwest. Looks like.
Yeah, I'll
have to check
we
got that. Everybody. Everybody's getting excited out here.
Oh, good.
This is great.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, where else can you do live broadcasting with UFOs, you know, appearing
exactly
on the show?
What's going on with the webcam? Is that is still in progress?
Yeah, we're still working on the webcam. There's just a lot of dynamics involved. We need a few more things to get it up and going, and you know, some technician help and things of that nature. I'm extremely challenged when it comes to electronics and computers.
Well, we'll have to talk about that a little bit tomorrow. I kind of build computers on the side, so maybe I might be able to help a little.
Oh, great. Sure. Yeah, because we're trying to get it up and going, and we had a lot of crashes and problems and just some dynamics, too, around about who's going to do it, you know.
Right. It is kind of a big undertaking, isn't it?
Yeah. We supposedly some of the people we're involved with were supposed to come and get it hooked up and get it going, and you know, that didn't happen, and then we just ran into some snags, and I brought some technicians in to work on it, people I know, and they had a lot of problems getting it going, and so and they did get it going for a little while, and it was up and working, but there's just a lot of bugs in working this thing out.
I see. So you had everything going, but there was just some kinks in the system, so
kind of
still a work in progress.
Exactly. There were some codes that were entered or something was wrong, and then everything, you know, fell apart again after trying to make it better. You know, I guess we should have just left it running the way it was. But
I was going to ask you, I wasn't able to make it to the conference. up here. I wanted to ask you how did you do any group meditation out here in the field, or
you know, we
like
didn't.
That?
There was, you know, 400 people almost came to this conference, and there were so many people in the field, and it was such a large mixed group of people that, you know, the ships did come in, but the focus to bring them down low for people to really see them just wasn't there. You know, a lot of people were more involved with just, you know, basic conversations, and it was very hard to get the group to stay kind of centered in and focused. But, you know, the ships did come in anyway. I know sometimes with smaller groups like you have out there, we have a lot better luck as far as bringing in the ship, because, you know, people are more unified and there's a stronger focus.
Okay, we got a ship coming in here. Here.
Another
show me with. I got a laser. I'm going to give somebody spotted one here.
Okay.
I'm going to give him the laser and see if he can get a view on it here. He said it just gave us a power up.
Great.
There's a button there on it. Okay. Okay, yeah, I do see it. Yeah, we do have a ship moving over there. And nothing powering up right at the moment, but we're definitely having some ships come through. Everybody's getting really excited out here.
Yeah, that giddy feeling that
yeah.
you get, that excitement, it's a lot of that's coming from the ships. It's the interaction with the ships and the consciousness of the beings on the ships itself.
Did you want to talk to him? Okay, we have another gentleman named Robert here that would like to talk to you, James.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Hello, James.
Hello, Robert. How are you doing today?
Doing pretty well. I'm Rob Fitzsimmons is my name. I'm Xanadu's manager.
Oh, okay.
We've all grown up in the shadow of McChord Air Force Base in Fort Lewis.
Uh-huh.
Also very near SeaTac Airport. I've grown up my whole life watching military commercial airplanes, and I've never seen anything move like this. Satellites don't move this fast.
Yeah.
We've watched satellites.
Mm-hmm.
This is very interesting.
Yeah, we've had top Boeing engineers here and people involved in Skunk Works and people that are really in the know, air traffic controllers and pilots of almost every caliber, and even a lot of, we've had Air Force base commanders here. And when they see these objects come in and some of the things they do, they say, you know, these aren't ours. We don't know whose they are. You know?
Yeah, I'm very accustomed to watching airplanes at night. I spent many an hour watching these things from the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever I'm watching up here is at a very high altitude, very high. And it's moving unbelievably fast if it's at that kind of an altitude.
Mm-hmm. How fast would you think it was going? It's hard to tell because you don't know really how high they are.
I would say almost impossible to tell. The altitude of this thing is incredible to be moving that fast.
Yeah. So probably maybe three or four times faster than a plane could be moving or jet?
Yes. I'd say that's approximately. That's very close to being very accurate.
Yeah, we did some calculations on some of these objects, and we figured they're going 430 to 720 or something thousand miles an hour, you know, which is a little faster than anything we've got up there. I think our satellites are 18, around 18,000.
At first glance, you might think you're looking at simply a very bright satellite. We're seeing something else out here again.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get back here with Ronnie and see if we can spot this.
Right up here, man. My naked eye. I gotta have binoculars to see it.
Ronnie has binoculars. He's seeing something out here. The evening, much like this, when I was a child laying in the backyard overnight, sleep out with a friend, and this incredibly bright streak across the sky, and then dip back the opposite direction. And a few minutes later, it would come from another direction, zip across the sky at incredible speed. Ever since then, I've had this interest.
And we used to live in the desert, and we slept outside on the lawn all the time because it was so hot. And we watched all kinds of things, doing zigzag patterns and powering up and, you know, zipping off and making a right angle turn at some thousand miles an hour.
Yeah, that night to watch something appear, move so fast, such a distance, stop, and something reappear, and go to a completely different direction. It's mind-boggling.
Yeah, it's definitely not a not a helicopter, you know. It's not a, you know, who knows what these things. I mean, I think it's just, there's such a diverse group of ships up there. Who knows who's on it.
Yeah, we're seeing something else almost straight overhead. Several people are watching it right now. Robert here, another man named Robert, has a green laser, which gives us an incredible pointing ability to join everybody up in one direction. You know, we can pinpoint accuracy to the stars.
Yeah, is this one doing anything?
It's a wonderfully clear night out here.
Yeah, anything erratic with this one?
You might be able to hear people getting excited here.
Yeah, that's, I heard people going, whoa, well, yeah, I guess it must be powering up or something.
Flashes, they just appear, move, and you can't see them. You have to wonder, the altitude, what is going on up there?
Yeah.
I'm trying to approach this with an open mind. I've always believed that the universe is simply much too big and much too old for us to be alone.
Yeah, didn't they say it was an
really
incredible waste of space?
The odds are completely against us being alone. Most people seem to think that they don't realize that perhaps a million years ahead of us, modes of transportation and communication we haven't yet begun to dream of.
Oh, exactly. There's also, you know, people are looking for nuts and bolts and things like that, but, you know, they have to realize there's other dimensions as well, and you know, there's energy
shift. Science is beginning to realize that there are other dimensions, not
most
likely.
You know, there's energy shifts, there's light shifts, there's pure consciousness, there's all kinds of different vehicles out there.
This is amazing stuff. It's a beautifully clear night. We were a little worried. We had a lot of cloud cover here today. We got rained on at one point today, and we thought this is really going to be disappointing. We're going to be sitting out here in the rain, and nothing's going to happen.
Well, you know, it clears up here almost every night. It's amazing when we start the sky watch. This big hole opens up right overhead, and it'll be cloudy all the way around.
It's cleared up just beautifully here. It's a beautiful night here.
Is there clouds all surrounding you? If you look over on the mountains, kind of there's
Mount Adams. We can still see Mount Adams
pretty
well. We still see the outlines very well.
But if you do a 360-degree turnaround, is there kind of clouds all the way around, or?
Very sparse.
Oh, that's
very
good.
Sparse.
So
it's a pretty
much
clear night all the way out.
Yeah, we've had cases where it seemed like it was going to be socked in, and all of a sudden the big hole opened up right overhead, and, you know, we'd see the ships, and then the hole would close up again, you know.
Yeah, well, we've all been very, very hopeful that we've had some good luck with it tonight. I'm very glad I came out. This was kind of a last-minute deal for me.
Yeah, everybody here, even I've had people come in and they said, you know, even if the ships didn't come, we had a great time.
Yeah.
Just because they love the energy.
We're very nice people we've met out here tonight. We think we've met some friends we'll have for quite a while.
Uh-huh. We had the townspeople here. One of the comments they made is they said, well, almost everybody we've met that comes to your ranch have all been very... you know, very honest people, very loving people, very just really good people all the way around. And I've seen that on a regular basis. Some very they love people coming up here because it keeps the town going. You know.
Yeah. Well, when Pat and Ronnie came up last Labor Day weekend, they were asking around a little bit, and they got kind of a cold response. And a young man at the gas station kind of had overheard the conversation, and he tripped in. I said, that UFO ranch place? Yeah, he directed my friends out here.
Uh-huh.
And leave it to the open mind of the youth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of the stores and the other people, they joke around a little bit, but they sure love the business it generates for them.
Oh, yeah. It's a small town, little diner.
Yeah. Yeah, Baptist church, you know.
We kind of came out here with nothing but cash and clothes to kind of live off the local local diner there.
I'm sure they're really happy.
Yeah, this is a wonderful experience
that.
Out here. So we're going to stay up here, stay awake as long as we possibly can.
Yeah, I'll probably be coming out and join you about another 10 or 15 minutes here.
Well, good deal. We've got a really interesting picture we're anxious to show you.
Yeah, I'm anxious to see that one as well. I tried to log on to your website real quick here, but my computer's not allowing me for some reason. But
flash. I just saw a flash of light. Did you? Yeah, off to the northwest a bit.
We call those the Kodaks. You know, they look like a flash bulb going off in the sky.
Yeah, just out of the corner of my eye. Very definite flash up there.
Now, if you keep seeing these flashes going off, a lot of times these massive triangles follow these ones that are just flashing up there.
Well, I hope so. I'm very hopeful to see something people have commented on. It's the size and scale of craft that they've seen, very close, very large, and very obviously there.
Oh, yeah?
I'm kind of feeling like other people are seeing the flash I've seen.
Okay, yeah, it sounds like everybody's getting excited again out there.
What? And we're out here looking at the Big Dipper, and right in the cuff of the Big Dipper,
uh-huh.
And some of the people were saying earlier that that's exactly where they saw some things on previous nights.
Yeah, there's two spots we see a lot of stuff move through the Dipper, and I think they do that so we can get them on film and have a reference point.
Yeah, and I'm kind of sorry. I have a good video camera, but it's just a little too old to work very well at night. So
yeah, but you know, if you put it on with a little mountain symbol on there, so it's just totally unlimited, and there's some things you can do to tweak it. But some of the older cameras actually work much better than the newer cameras.
Little flash again, very small flash, but then the Big Dipper.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Somebody's saying hi to you up there. It looks like.
Yeah, we're seeing some things right around the Big Dipper here. Everybody's focused out there. I'm not going to say what it is, but I'm going to say it's very interesting.
Well, it's kind of interesting. Something continuously flashing from the same spot would eliminate any kind of a meteor.
Oh, yeah, very true. We took a fossil digging hunt here a month and a half, 2 months ago. And we're lucky enough to have three or four of us looking up and see a meteorite go from horizon to horizon.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely beautiful. Very nice, rare experience to see.
We've had these look like golden meteorites coming down, and beautiful ones coming straight down, and then they leveled out and went down the canyon. And we said, well, wait a minute. Meteorites don't do that.
Yeah, I could explain something coming from any one direction, but when it stops, you've
uh-huh.
got to stop and think.
Oh, exactly.
Something. The laws of physics do not explain that.
Yeah.
Not the natural laws of nature.
Oh, exactly. There's no way of, what's the old saying? You know, if it walks like a duck and talks and quacks like a duck,
exactly.
It's probably a duck.
The viewing is just getting better and better. It's really getting dark now. The stars are really showing up nicely.
And most of the things towards the east, if you see anything in the eastern sky right now, as the sun gets further down, it's going to be self-illuminated because it's in the Earth's shadow.
Yeah.
And a lot of people think they're seeing satellites, but, if it's in the east right now, it wouldn't be a satellite. It'd be definitely something that's self-illuminated.
Wow. Oops, there's your dog.
probably a deer in the field or something else walking across the field.
Yeah, I've noticed. We took quite a walk through the field and came across some deer and elk tracks out there.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a lot of wildlife here. I saw a lot of raccoon and a bobcat and something just today all around the chicken coop. So we have to make sure and lock up our chickens tonight.
We've had some real fun experiences together as a group here this summer. We went to the Oregon Vortex. Very strange phenomena there, where there is no wildlife within this approximate 1 acre area.
Hmm.
We couldn't even find bugs. no birds in the trees. No squirrels. No nothing. And
that's
in fact, Ronnie's GPS unit would not work in this area. Yet we walk out 50, 75 feet from the area where the vortex is, and his GPS unit would light up.
Hmm.
Something very anomalous within that small area of that vortex.
Yeah,
satellite reception was non-existent.
I wonder if it tri-field meter would do anything if you walk through that vortex and see what happens.
It's a little quiet out here at the moment. We're all watching very closely.
Uh-huh. We're getting at that time where they, a lot of times they really start powering up between 9 and... So actually it's about, right now it's about from 8:30 to 12. There's usually a lot of activity.
Yeah, this is what shocks me is the distance apart some of these things we're seeing. You know, you might think, you look at Mount Adams and you'll see it just around the mountains, but no, we're seeing it off to the east, we're seeing it off to the west. Perhaps this is just an area they are traveling towards.
Yeah, they seem to be coming from every direction when we're out there. You know, people were saying, oh, you're seeing an iridium flare, you know, these satellites which go north and south. And I go, well, these are going east and west. You know, and they have all kinds of explanations for these, including the ones landing on the mountain. They say, well, that's a space shuttle. James Todd with OMSI Planetarium said that we were seeing the space shuttle when we showed him one landing on the mountain and morphing from 1 to 3 and back to 1 again.
That certainly wasn't the space shuttle I was watching through my binoculars on that glacier. I don't think the space shuttle could quite hit that glacier.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I see that quite often. I said, boy, you know, come up with something good. At least say we faked it, you know, or something like that. But to call it a space shuttle, I mean, my God.
Well, what is the distance from your property here to Mount Adams, do you know?
It's about 13 miles.
Just 13 miles.
Yeah, and so we found out some of these very high-powered lights that you take up on the mountain there that some are a million candle power and 3 million, and we have one that's 10 million.
Yeah, I have the same thing at home.
Yeah, and, you know, it says right on the box, you know, can be seen up to 3 miles or you know, 1 mile or whatever. And when you go 13 miles away and you see this quarter-mile light up there that's brighter than anything.
Yeah, it's like trying to see a candle across this field. It's simply not going to be possible.
Yeah, it's just not, there's no way you could have something, you know, somebody up there with a flashlight or anything else. These lights, the candle power.
Nobody's lugging a Hollywood spotlight up there either.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it would take. It would take just a massive spotlight to do something.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's run a generator up there.
No. Uh-uh. Actually, you can't even have a vehicle up there, any kind of vehicle whatsoever. It's wilderness area, and so they won't even let helicopters fly over that area. You're not supposed to be in that area at all.
Well, up on the mountain, very definitely above the tree line.
Yeah, we couldn't hear you very well. You blocked out right there.
Yeah, we're getting a little static here. We're breaking up a little bit. I'm catching that from you.
Yeah. Did you say you saw one along the tree line?
No, this whatever we were watching on the mountain is definitely well above the tree line.
Oh, it's above the tree line.
Oh, yeah. It's appeared to be up on a glacier midway up on the mountain.
Uh-huh.
If not on the glacier, simply in front of it.
Yeah, I've gone up to that area and filmed it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Coming over the top of that mountain, you've got glaciers, you've got sheer lava cliffs, and there's no way anything could traverse over that area. And there's just massive lava boulders that, you know, these objects are just zipping right over the top of the mountain, dropping down, and you know, it has to be something that's quiet. Being able to hover and stop, and then I see them zip off at who knows how many thousand miles an hour.
It's definitely coming in through the air. There's no other way.
Mm-hmm.
This is a unique experience out here. I sincerely recommend this to anybody who has the opportunity to come out and judge for yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Please do it. This is a...
Is there anybody else out there that wants to talk? Because we're getting ready to sign off. So
I'm sure we might be able to find somebody. Anybody else like to speak to James before he signs off tonight? I'm not getting volunteers.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
Hold on here, James. Fun.
Hi, James. It's Sue again.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. Listen, I was wondering if I could just share a little bit about the Gaiadon heart work, the Melchizedek work. Is that okay?
That would be awesome.
Yeah, okay. There's a group of us here from around the world. There's about 20 of us going to be here in the Hood River for 3 days doing what's called the Gaiadon heart energy work and healing system. And it's a different version than the Melchizedek method, if people have heard about that over the years. And it's activating the Merkaba. It's very similar to Drenvalo Melchizedek's work using the Flower of Light. So it's using the breath through connection and meditation to activate the Merkaba and raise our vibrational frequency. And also use it as healing techniques. And we activate many chakras and use color, light, sound, laser beams, the God speed of light, the time-space continuum, and those are just some of the aspects that are brought into consciousness and activated. It's actually ancient healing practices with cosmic technology. So there's some ancient Egyptian initiations, some Atlantean and Lemurian techniques, as well as new cosmic energy techniques. So just to let people know, if they're interested in raising their vibrational frequency and activating their Merkabas and learning about these healing systems, that, you know, it is possible to take the workshops, and they are available if they would want to do that.
Now, how would they get a hold of you to do that?
Well, they can contact me through my website, which is www.quantumhealing.us, and my email address is also sue77799@yahoo.com. So either of those will get them to me, and I'd love to speak with folks and tell them more if they're interested.
And is this open to the public, this gathering that you're having?
No, it isn't. We're actually bringing in the new advanced level, and as the vibrational frequency of the Earth raises, then we bring in a different level. And so this is just for those of us that have been doing this work for a long time. There's 20 of us from around the world. But we bring the energies in and we anchor them, and then we teach. So this is just a gathering for us to do that. But then we do teach all the levels. There's many levels.
Sounds like a fun ticket.
It's a hot ticket to ascension, actually.
Yeah. I guess I understand some of the people are going to be coming back up here after the anchoring the energy in.
Yeah, actually, I'll bring some groups up, and we'll hopefully be able to do whatever we're led to do.
Oh, it sounds awesome. It sounds like we're going to have a lot of fun in the next few days up here.
Oh, it's great. It's great, and it's just a really good way to raise the vibration and just continue on the path, you know?
Oh, yeah. The energy is here. It's amazing. A lot of people come here, and they just love the energy here. But one of the things about it, in a few days, you know, the higher energies here bring everything up for people. So they have to learn how to depersonalize it and do their process work as well.
That's exactly right, because, you know, if you don't do your process work and you're not able to ground, you know, it's just like you'll only get to a certain point and you won't be able to go any further anyway. I totally agree with you. And this place is, you know, the ranch here is absolutely fabulous. The energies are wonderful, and, you know, it's calming and yet very high and so natural, and it's just really a treat for the eyes as well.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep it that way.
You're doing a great job. You know, the energies here are really, I didn't quite know what to think, but I, you know, was just following guidance. But it just feels very nurturing, and yet it's very high.
Mm-hmm. Great. Yeah, I'm glad you can sense that. A lot of people come here and they
look, oh, we decide, we have another ship.
Oh, great.
Yep. We're looking at it, and it's just traveling.
Now, is this a pretty big one coming in, or?
No, it's not that big.
Just moving fast.
Yeah, it's so interesting. It almost looks like it looks like a little bug traveling across the sky. But the thing that's so cool is it doesn't stop, and so you know that that's exactly what it is.
Yeah. Is can you tell what direction it's going in, or?
What direction is that, Julia, going that way?
Yeah, the mountain's north.
Oh, it's away from the mountain toward. Yeah, it's away from the mountain toward the, well, actually toward the house.
Oh, it's coming towards the house.
Yeah.
Keep an eye. It might just power up and do a little dance for you.
That'd be great.
We see these things slip side to side a lot of times. They'll do a little side slip action for you to show you that they're not just a satellite.
Exactly, or do a zigzag or do something that a satellite could never do in a million years.
Yeah, yeah, I've had them fly right in and park and just sit there. For the Boeing engineers, we had two big ones come right in over us and powered up and then made a nice turn and parked.
Just, what a great show for them. That's great.
Yeah, they went on the Art Bell show right after I got them to go public, and they did. I was amazed.
Good for them.
Yeah, so we've had so many Boeing engineers come up here one after another after another. We've had 30 at a time sometimes. It's great.
Yeah, it's amazing how so many of the Boeing engineers and just the Boeing people in general, you know, are waking up. You know, I have a practice in Bellevue, and I do a lot of, you know, just psychological work and energy work and spiritual work with folks. And, you know, it's just so great to see them, you know, really expanding.
Yeah, I think pretty soon it's going to be, you know, out of the norm not to be awakened, you know, with what's going on the planet right now.
Exactly. Boy, that's, yeah, it's happening. And won't it be nice when it's exactly that way?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think I'm going to sign off here pretty quick because I want to get out and join the Skywatch.
Yeah, come out and join us, James.
I'm sitting in my little cubicle up here doing this radio show with all this activity, and I want to come out and join the fun myself.
Definitely do. Come on out.
All right. So thanks so much for coming on.
Okay, you're welcome, James. Thanks a lot.
All right. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
And this is James Gilliland signing off with As You Wish Talk Radio. And I'm going to get out and join the Skywatch. There's just too much activity out there, and I'm grabbing my camera and my laser and my nice warm jacket, and I'm going to go out and see what I can see and hopefully get a little of this on film. So again, have a great evening. It's James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. And remember the pure intent, open mind, and loving heart, and you're going to be contacted. Be well.